Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Welcome to the Just Glow With It podcast, a lifestyle and personal development podcast inspiring women to glow up and create the life of their wildest dreams. I'm Jasmine, podcast host, certified life coach, and your go-to glow girl for all things living an aligned life of abundance, beauty, and luxury. Just Glow With It is for the modern woman who is here to do the real work, make mindset shifts, and are also down for happy hour with the girls. We're combining the metaphysical and material world in order to create our most aligned, high vibe, and abundant lives. If you're ready to tap into your glowness, uncover your divine purpose, and live a fabulous luxe life, then keep on listening. As always, remember to just glow with it. Hello, my loves. Welcome back to the Just Glow With It podcast. So today we are talking all about rituals and routines, specifically how to create your own beautiful, inspiring, and sacred rituals and routines that you actually stick to and show up for. So I wanted to talk about this because I get a lot of questions from you guys asking me, like, how do I create my own morning or evening routine? Or how do I find the discipline to actually stick to my self-care rituals and things like that, which I just want to say, I completely understand. I have been that person who struggled to show up for her morning routine or who struggled to do her self-care routines, even though I knew that it would only benefit me to do those things. So I get it. And I wanted to share how I've been able to stick to these rituals and routines that I've created for myself and how you can create your own beautiful, inspiring, and sacred rituals and routines. But before we get into that, I just wanted to share some life/business updates just to kind of connect with you guys and let you guys know what has been going on. So first and foremost, I just had my yard sale this last weekend, which really made me realize that I am actually moving and this is happening so soon. And I've just been taking all of this in and really trying to appreciate and be in the present moment. There's a part of me that's like, oh my gosh, I can't wait to move already. And I can't wait for this whole process to be over, because if you know, moving is a hassle and it's a stressful time. But also another part of me is like, slow down, enjoy this present moment, enjoy these last few weeks here with your friends and your family, because when you're gone, you are going to miss them. So I've just been really trying to find that balance for myself and also doing all of the things that I need to do to prepare for my move. So it's been a very, very chaotic, busy time, but I am just taking it day by day. So the very first exciting business update that I have for you guys, which I mentioned briefly, I believe in my last podcast episode, is I am co-hosting my very first in-person event. It is called Metamorphosis, Surrendering into Your Exquisite Season of Transformation. It is going to be a beautiful, sacred healing event where we are going to transform ourselves, let go of what no longer serves us, do some deep healing and inner work, and it's just going to be so freaking beautiful. I am so excited for it. We have been working behind the scenes to create the most magical, beautiful experience for you guys. So if you are local to me or near my area, tickets to that are now available. You could purchase tickets through the link in my bio, or I will include it in my Instagram show notes. If you have trouble purchasing it, I have an IG highlight of how to do it. It is going to be on November 6th, 5:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. There's going to be guided meditation, releasing cleansing ritual. There's going to be journal prompts for you, really fun activities, and an opportunity for you guys to kind of connect with other like-minded people as well. So I am so excited to be co-hosting that and to see you guys in person and to connect with you guys even more. It's just going to be so magical, and I'm just so excited. And the other updates that I have for you guys are, I have two new things that you guys can add to your little cozy personal development toolkit. And one of them I talked about, I believe, in my last podcast episode. It is the Manifest in You Mindset Self-Study course. This is perfect if you are really wanting to transform your mindset, release those limiting beliefs and blocks that you know have been holding you back, and you're just ready to remove those old roots and plant new seeds and transform and manifest your new mindset, especially before the new year. This is the perfect time to do that. It is a four-part self-study course that you can listen to while you're getting ready for the day, while you're cooking dinner, while you're commuting to work. It's very easily accessible to you, and then it also has journal prompts and questions and things for you to do in order to manifest a new mindset. And I also just put out a guide to glowing up masterclass. So I am sharing all the things that I wish I knew before I started my glow up journey and that are important for you to know, as well as the 7 key principles for starting your glow up journey and what is necessary in order to glow up. There's a live Q&A at the end, and there are also journal prompts and questions and worksheets that go along with this masterclass. So these are two amazing tools to add to your personal development toolkit if you are wanting to deepen your personal development, if you're wanting to grow more, learn more. I highly recommend either of these two things. It's a great option if you are wanting to take your personal development journey to that next level. If you're interested in either of those, you could find the link, either of those things, in my show notes, in my Instagram bio, and you can DM me if you have a question or if you want to figure out what would be better suited for you. I would be so happy to answer any of those questions that you have. And I just think these are great tools to add right before the new year. Those are really all the updates that I have for you guys at this moment in time. So with all that being said, let's just go ahead and get into this episode. I feel like I'm at a point where I've really mastered my current rituals and routines, and because of that, I've also seen great progress in my life. And that doesn't mean that I don't fall off track sometimes, because I definitely do, especially when there's a lot going on and life happens. It's normal to fall off track from your rituals and routines. I just want to emphasize on that. But since being more consistent with my rituals and routines, I've seen major shifts happen in my life. I've noticed a difference in my energy, in my mindset. I've been able to achieve really big goals, and I owe all of this success to my rituals and routines. And when I do fall off track for a bit and I get back on track, I'm reminded why it is so important for us to have rituals and routines in our life. And before we get into how to create your own inspiring rituals and routines, I just want to share a few mindset shifts that really helped me to be realistic with myself when it comes to the rituals and routines that I create for myself, and B, to stick to these routines and rituals so that I can actually see the results that I desire. So the very first mindset shift that really helped me stick with my rituals and routines was understanding that having rituals and routines does not mean that you have to become like a super rigid person or live in a very controlled way. I think a lot of times when we think about rituals and routines, we think boring, rigid, very like controlled and things like that. But I've learned to look at rituals and routines as self-care acts for myself. And I've realized that the rituals and routines don't have to be done at the same time every day in the same way. And it's all about finding the balance between your rituals and routines and also allowing for flow to happen in between. Because sometimes life happens, sometimes, you know, things get in the way. So it's not necessarily about making sure you stick to your routines the same time every day and like you're super rigid with them. No, it's more so about a balance and allowing yourself to adjust as needed. So the second mindset shift that I had was understanding that self-discipline is required to show up for yourself, especially when you don't want to. It doesn't matter how beautiful and inspiring and motivating our rituals and routines may be, there will be days when we don't feel like doing them. But it is in those moments that it's the most important for us to show up. And that's probably when we also need it the most. The third mindset shift was understanding that you see the results when you consistently show up and put in the work. So like I said in the beginning, I owe a lot of my success and what I've accomplished so far in my life to sticking with my rituals and routines. What rituals and routines help me do is really stay the course of my goals and my dreams, and it helps me stay focused on what I am trying to achieve and on the bigger picture of my life. The fourth mindset shift is realizing that different seasons of your life will require different rituals and routines, and it's important to learn when to adjust your rituals and routines and determine what's not working for you anymore, which I will get into how to figure out what's not working for you later in this episode. Okay, so now I want to get into how to create inspiring, beautiful, motivating rituals and routines that you actually look forward to doing every single day. So whether it's your morning routine, evening routine, your workout routine, your Sunday self-care ritual, whatever type of routine or ritual that you have in mind, these are the steps in creating an inspiring, beautiful, and sacred ritual or routine for yourself. Now, the very first step is understanding the purpose behind your ritual or routine. So some questions to ask yourself are, what do I gain from implementing this ritual or routine in my life? And how do I benefit by showing up for myself through this ritual or routine? I think a lot of times we do things in life and we don't take the time to ask ourselves why we're doing it in the first place. But when we figure out the purpose behind what it is that we're doing, it allows us to be very intentional with what we are doing and also reminds us the whole reason why we're doing it in the first place. So, for example, the purpose behind my morning routine is that it primes my mindset and my energy for the day. It gives me a clear idea of what I'm working on for that day, which is also leading me closer to achieving my goals. It helps me to feel well prepared for the day and whatever, you know, may be going on that day. And it also allows me to show up as the best version of myself. And also, my morning routine is an act of self-love for myself. So by showing up for myself in my morning routine, I am telling myself I am worthy of taking care of me before anything and anyone else. And then when it comes to my evening routine, the purpose behind my evening routine is that it allows me time to reflect on the day that I just had. It allows me to reflect on what I've achieved that day, what I may have struggled with that day and maybe need to work on more. And it also gives me the opportunity to tune in with myself and also let go of whatever may have gone on that day so that I can actually rest and recharge through the night. When I have those moments where I really don't want to do my morning ritual or my evening routine, I always remind myself of the purpose behind why I do these things. And when I remind myself of those things, it pushes me and inspires me to show up for myself even when I feel lazy or I'm too tired. Step two in creating an inspiring, beautiful ritual or routine is to ask yourself, how do I want to feel after my ritual or routine? So this question is really important because it helps bring an understanding of our expectations and what we desire out of it. So, and it also helps us to determine what may or may not be working for us in our rituals or routines. So for example, let's say after your morning routine, you desire to feel inspired, excited for the day, and just very grateful and have an abundant type of mindset. But instead, after your morning routine, you end up feeling irritated or annoyed. And if that's the case, then that's a clear indicator that whatever you're doing in your morning routine isn't working and there needs to be some adjustments made. The third step in creating an inspiring ritual or routine is to ask yourself, what do I feel inspired to include in my routine or ritual? Sometimes we do things because we hear other people talk about it or we hear or see other people doing it, and so we think that we should implement it as well. And sometimes we implement things that we actually don't feel inspired to do. And what happens is it becomes something that we dread doing or we don't look forward to doing. So for example, something that I used to include in my morning routine, which looking back, I hated doing, was doing like 20 plus minutes of meditation. And if I'm honest, I am not the biggest fan of meditation. I know that it's like a super popular spiritual practice, and it's something that I've talked about often, but unless someone else is guiding me through a meditation, like in a yoga class or something like that, I personally am not the biggest fan of meditation. At most, I will do like 5 to 10 minutes, but because I saw other people include meditation in their morning routines, I felt like I needed to have it in mine as well. And what ended up happening was, because I didn't really feel aligned to meditate and I was forcing myself to, my morning routine then began to feel like a chore as opposed to a sacred self-care act. And because I didn't look forward to doing my meditation, I wouldn't always do my morning routine, and then that would make me feel even worse. So it's really important that whatever it is that you include in your morning routine, evening routines, your self-care routines, it's things that you actually feel inspired to do and not feel like you have to do them. So our rituals and routines should always be something that we genuinely look forward to doing. So on that note, I also want to add that not every morning or evening routine or ritual that you do has to look the same. Before you do any ritual or routine of any kind, ask yourself, what is it that I need at this moment? There will be days where you need an entire hour to yourself to journal, meditate, and do whatever you need to do through your morning routine. And then there will be days where all you need is like 5 minutes of journaling and you're good to go. This goes back to what I was saying about our rituals and routines don't have to be this super strict, rigid thing all the time. It's all about being flexible and asking yourself what it is that you need. And so these are my three little steps in creating any ritual or routine. I hope that these mindset shifts and these questions really help you to cultivate routines and rituals that you actually feel called to do and you feel inspired and to do, and it's something that you look forward to. Our rituals and routines are moments for us to check in with us and to care for us. I would love to hear what your rituals or routines look like, what they include, and all of that. I love getting an inside look on what other people's rituals and routines look like. I enjoy it so much. So if you feel like sharing, feel free to DM me and we can chat about that. Just quick reminders, if you are interested in adding some tools to your personal development toolkit, Manifest and a New Mindset and Guide to Glowing Up are available for you. The link to that will be in the show notes and my Instagram bio. And that is pretty much all I have to say for this episode. I hope that you enjoy. As always, until next time, remember to just go with it.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home, and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at IPVanish.com/audio.